Well, if you have a voice-activated speaker like Amazon Echo or Google Home, you know, it can be handy to ask them to play music or set alarms. But what about states connecting their websites to voice-activated systems to make government information accessible to everyone? Some states are doing it. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Bradley George reports.
Nikhil Deshpande is Georgia's chief digital officer. His team helps state agencies with their technology needs, including websites.
I think it's more around trying to get the information to all citizens, regardless of their abilities or disabilities or their preferences.
About 5 years ago, they started looking at ways to make those sites more accessible for people with disabilities.
So what we decided to do is look at how users, citizens, are approaching GeorgiaGov from an intent perspective. What are they clicking on? What are they searching for? While we were working on that, there was a lot of conversation around communities that are disabled who choose to use voice assistance or digital assistance.
Many people with disabilities use screen readers to read websites. Amazon Echo and similar devices are also catching on, says Venkat Rao. He blogs about assistive technology and has explored ways Echo can be helpful for disabled people.
Usually these like city or state websites are a little convoluted in my experience. So just like asking these questions to a device and getting the response that you're looking for without really like navigating through a website or menu options and things like that, I think that's great.
Alexa, ask GeorgiaGov.
Welcome to GeorgiaGov. Feel free to ask a question.
How do I register to vote?
Voting. Does this sound helpful?
Yes.
To register to vote, either fill out and send
Georgia's Amazon Echo skill is based on the popular topics page at Georgia.gov. It covers everything from voting to gun laws to tax refunds. Developer Rachel Hart says a lot of that information is dense and hard to sort through.
So like we have one that's talking about becoming a nurse or getting your nursing license. And so the blurb at the top is really just explaining what a nurse is, which we realized maybe someone listening to this doesn't really, like, they know what a nurse is at this point. We can cut that out and start to bring up some of those key facts that they're coming for into that top blurb.
No matter what type of nurse you become, you'll need a license first. There are three types of licensed nurses.
Georgia's Alexa skill, or app, is limited. You can hear how to transfer your driver's license or register to vote, but Amazon Echo can't actually help you do those things. Chief Digital Officer Nikhil Deshpande says the state is taking a wait-and-see approach on expanding the service.
This is an MVP, just like a minimal viable product, offering interaction up to a certain point. If we see a good demand for this, I would love to see where the state could kind of go further and, you know, offer some of those experiences as well.
And a lot of that will depend on how willing consumers are to share credit card and social security numbers with their Amazon Echo. If it catches on, Deshpande would also like to expand it to work with other devices like Google Home. Georgia's not alone in offering government information through voice-activated speakers. Utah, Mississippi, and the city of Los Angeles are inviting their residents to ask Alexa. For Here and Now, I'm Bradley George in Atlanta.